It's October 5th, and here's a diamond in the dust from Johnny Erickson Tada. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Galatians 6, verse 9. When Ken and I drive north from Los Angeles to visit his relatives in Stockton, we take the Interstate Highway, a long straight road through the Central Valley of California. Once, when we were driving through Illinois, we took another long highway straight through miles and miles of cornfields. And once when I drove across Texas, I squinted to see the horizon many miles far down another long flat road across the Texas plains. When I think of the word boring, I think of those highways. One straight stretch in the same direction. No matter if it's a road, someone's two-hour lecture, or waiting in a line that stretches for blocks, it's hard not to become weary. It's hard just keeping your mind awake, your senses sharp, and your eyes focused on what's ahead. We balk at developing a long obedience in the same direction. A marriage that is forever struggling. A church that seems to produce little results. Or housekeeping routines that never vary from week to week. Caring for an elderly parent or a handicapped child can be a long obedience in the same direction. If I've described you, then you need to pay attention to the grace of God, finding daily renewal from His storehouse of fresh strength and hope. So be alert and be on guard. If you're tempted to feel that your life is like a long, boring stretch of highway, don't you dare fall asleep at the wheel. Don't be weary in doing good, because your heavenly destination will be worth the long obedience. From Johnny Erickson Tada's daily devotional, Diamonds in the Dust, for October 5th, published by Zondervan.